This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today with Jim Stachowiak. He is an activist in Georgia. I met him as a guest on his show, the Freedom Fighter Radio. And Jim has been involved in just about anything politically incorrect that you can think of. And his one of his latest battles is that of trying to keep the United States from becoming a dhimmi nation. Dhimmi is the Arab word that Muslims use for second-class citizen. Second-class citizens are those who are not Muslim. And it's clearly taught in the Quran. A lot of people don't want to hear that. But that's one of the problems we have with living with Muslims, is that their Islamic religion teaches them, if they're good Muslims, not to integrate with the host society in which they're living. And that leads to trouble, as we've seen in England, with an enormous problem in the French town of Calais, the Muslims trying to break out and over into England, the rapes that have been occurring in Europe, in Germany, in Sweden, are terrible problems that I've been reading about lately. And Jim has been confronting the attitude of Islamic supremacy where he is in Georgia. So it's not that the United States is immune to the problem of cultural jihad. It's just that we're not quite where Europe is yet. Jim, I want to thank you for having been in the fight. Thanks for being available to be on the Gun Owners News Hour today.
Well, yes, Larry, and just real quick, to piggyback on what you just said, I was just speaking on my show last night, my podcast from yesterday, live from Great Britain, a man who actually has personally known, shot by a drive-by in their peaceful protest against Islamic refugees. And I asked him, how did that happen? I thought people weren't allowed to own guns, Larry. And then he regurgitated what you always say. That's right. Because the good people, when the good people don't, the bad people will, Larry.
And there you have it. And they're suffering enormously in England. In fact, in Europe, I read recently that in Austria, they've had this problem of Muslims thinking they had every right to rape non-Muslim women. And it's gotten so bad that the women, particularly the women in Austria, have exercised the one opportunity the law allows to buy firearms relatively easily over the counter, much the same as an American might in many states in our country. You fill out paperwork, the government approves it, and in our country, then you can exercise your right. In Europe and in Austria, then you can exercise your privilege. And I'm not sure I have made that difference clear, because it's not clear anymore in my own mind.
Right.
But in any case, there are no more shotguns on the shelves in Austrian stores, period. And it's been that way now for a few months. That's how bad it is, that people that don't have a Second Amendment culture, don't have a great experience with firearms, they own some, like shotguns, for hunting. But the idea of keeping a firearm for personal protection, that's just not within their frame of reference. That's changing. And that's what we're looking at here, is the initial stages of this kind of jihad coming to the United States. It can be found in many places, but Jim Stachowiak has found it where he is in Georgia. in Georgia, of all places, an ultra red state, and yet the Islamic presence there is asserting itself rather robustly, we might say.
Yeah, Larry, if I could just say real briefly, too, and that is, what's also not being talked about is that the there's an enormous amount of huge sums of money being channeled to Saudi Arabia and the Islamic State and Mideast to support the gun control groups here in America, and there's only one reason why they're doing it. They want to disarm as many people like you, me, and listeners to this your program and mine so that it can become easier to assert their dominance. And right here in my town, there's a mosque, one of the biggest in Georgia in the southern United States, that's run by a Syrian immigrant. And I'll make this real quick, who received in 2008 an award from CARE, Criminals Against Infidel Rights, for political activism. And his spokesman, who's a liberal activist, the opposite of me, has stated, here's an excellent article on why Hamas is a legitimate organization. And no one in my local nobody in the local news media has ever touched on it. And I got the documented screenshot. It's on his site. Ayman Fadel, AYMANFADEL. So what am I saying? A mosque, Larry, 2 miles from my home, three traffic lights, has 2,000 to 3,000 attendees. And the spokesman is open support of Muslims. I've had confrontations with Muslims in the street, almost borderline violence. Last night I had one. Not violent, but I was confronted by a Walmart employee here in Augusta, Bobby Jones Expressway, telling me that America belongs to the Nation of Islam because Morocco has been running this country since 1750. This is the lies and the brainwashing that they're doing to the Muslim converts here in our country. And that's why, Larry, and I hopefully you'll get into that and ask me some questions about why I and other militia members are having an armed rally on April 18th, on the eve of the first American Revolution going hot, called Unite Against Islam, in front of the Georgia State Capitol and CNN's world headquarters, and some of us militia guys will be in full battle rattle.
Well, I think that is something that we're going to have to talk about, because I don't really think the media is going to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the fact that I like the way you translated the Council for American Islamic Relations, CAIR.
Well, yeah, Department of Justice is the Department of Jihad, too, Larry, but go ahead.
Well, but CARE has been found to be an outfit set up by the Muslim Brotherhood, which is, by all reckoning, a terrorist organization. It was the Muslim Brotherhood, supported by our State Department in Egypt, that liked to turn that country into a Muslim dictatorship. And had it not been for the Egyptian military overthrowing Mohamed Morsi, that's what would have happened. And we would have had an active enemy hating the United States, fully dedicated to the destruction of the United States in Egypt. But happily, the Egyptian military acted before that could happen. No thanks to our State Department. Our State Department was on the verge of okaying military aid to Mohamed Morsi's government. Then, as soon as the military took over, that aid was immediately put on hold. And I honestly don't know whether they've sent it or not. My guess would be, if I had to bet a nickel, that they haven't. And so we have a State Department, a U.S. government, that has been supporting groups like CARE, the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, which
terrorist
is
organization.
A terrorist organization.
Well, can I interrupt you on that? On the terrorist organizations, if you don't mind, if I may say so, what happened in Oregon, there's a connection to that. And I'll tell you what the connection is, Larry. When we have a government, a rogue, illegitimate, unaccountable government of the Obama administration, labeling the Bundys, the Hammonds, and Lavoy Finicum a domestic terrorist, okay, committing no acts of vandalism, destruction, no hostages, no threats of violence, and they're called terrorists, but we have a president that did what you just said, not only that, allowing enemy commanders to return to the battlefield so that they can kill more Americans.
Jim, hold on to that thought about the way we're treating Muslim enemy combatants. Going to be back talking with Jim Stachowiak in just a minute about Islam in America.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Jim Stachowiak, and as his radio program would tell you, he is a freedom fighter, and he's joined against the enemy that most imperils our country, apart from political correctness, perhaps, is that of the Islamic Jihad, which is not necessarily a movement for Islamic supremacy by force of arms, but it's a cultural jihad as well, where every possible effort is taken to exercise supremacy over the second-class dhimmi nation that Islam is coming into. And I just wanted to follow up on something that you had said in our initial minutes of the program, Jim. The idea that Islam thinks they can do whatever they want in the United States, because once, according to the way a lot of Muslims think, once a Muslim foot has touched a particular country's soil, that country belongs to Islam. You talk about imperialist ideology.
Actually, according to the Quran, when the population achieves the critical threshold, Larry, is 20% is the critical mass point. At that point, that's when it becomes officially, under the guidance of the genocidal madman, kitty rapist known as Muhammad, it becomes Islamic territory. When they reach 20% or more, be it your county, your state, or in the case of Europe, your nation.
Now, we had left off. We were talking about how our government had labeled some people in Oregon as terrorists. And from what I've read, the Hammond family, ranchers in Oregon, in the eastern part of the state, ranching in a kind of high desert, really, were accused of terroristic arson for having set brush fires to control an invasive species.
Well,
exactly the same as our federal government does. They burn these things too.
What did Ferguson do? They're burning weeds. If they were burning weeds, even if they were guilty of that, what about the people in Baltimore? What about the people in Ferguson? What about the BLM, which is Black Lives Matter, same initials as Bureau of Land Management? Isn't that odd? Two terrorist organizations, same initials, that are committing terrorist acts against our police officers, attacking vets. Okay? You want to label someone a terrorist, Mr. Obama? Why don't you go after the Black Lives Matter leadership as well, and quit returning enemy combatants providing material support to America's enemies? That's not an opinion, Larry. It's a fact. The reason they went to Hammond's land, it's called Uranium One. There's a Clinton connection to it. So this is really, we can really go down real deep down the rabbit hole, Larry.
Well, I think it's just important to point out that the label of terrorist can be very convenient as a way of marginalizing an opponent.
Demonizing him to the general public.
In the Bundy Ranch standoff in Bunkerville, Nevada. Bundy was the last ranch in an area of rural Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada, and the others had been forced off by hostile federal action, forced off from their ranches, and it turned out that Harry Reid and his son wanted that land as a solar farm. Solar farms require humongous amounts of acreage in order to generate the needed electricity. And that's what the game was all about in Nevada. So we're talking about a federal government that's willing to be the consigliere, the bodyguard thugs that rough it up for the couple of the mafia clan. And you don't give off this land, we're going to break your leg. And that's really the way the feds have been operating, whether it was against the Bundys in Nevada or whether you brought up the Hammond family in Oregon. The Hammond family was actually convicted of terrorist arson for setting the very same kind of brush fires to control an invasive species that are set by our own Bureau of Land Management. At the same time, in the same general area, good one done by government, bad one done by private individuals. Amazing.
Absolutely, Larry. I'd like to if people like to follow my activism, they can follow me on Facebook, Larry, simply by going to www.freedomfighterradio.com. And my podcast is the same, but you put in .net. Either one takes you to the podcast, the other to my Facebook, and I don't think I can add any more friends. It goes up and down, but people can follow me if they're unable to friend me because of the number of people that send me requests. They can follow me, nevertheless, Larry. I just wanted to throw that out.
Well, that's good.
You
because
go back years, Larry. I remember years ago you spent your New Year's Eve a few years back. And we were talking about the dangers of Obama that night. I forget what is it, 09 or 010, something like that. New Year's night, you and me hung out together talking freedom, you know, God and gun on a New Year's night. And I always remember that New Year's, Larry.
Well, the conversation hasn't changed a whole lot. The president has been very hostile to people like the Hammond family. It was his Justice Department, the Obama administration's Justice Department, that prosecuted the Hammond family for terroristic arson for burning the same kind of invasive species that Mr. Obama's own Bureau of Land Management burns as well. In the same place, at the same general place, at the same general time, good if done by government, bad if done by private citizens. Wow.
Double standard. I remember a quote by a founding father, I forget who it was, maybe you can correct me, but if a law doesn't apply to anyone, everyone, it applies to no one. So the people who make and enforce a particular law, if it doesn't apply to them, then we're under no obligation as patriots constitutionally to recognize that law. Because, again, Jefferson even said, if a law is unjust, we don't have the right to disobey it. We're obligated, capital O, Larry, we're obligated to disobey it. That sounds like it's not the words of an anarchist. It's the word of a founding father, Larry, and his name
well,
is
our,
Thomas.
Our biggest problem, and I think this would be very consistent with Jefferson's thinking, our biggest problem is that we have created a government, and Mr. Jefferson's generation did just that, created a government that was created by we the people, and it was to be under the authority of the Constitution approved by we the people. That worked for give or take 100 years, but then as time has gone on, that servant of the people created by the people to operate a government for certain limited objectives has gone off the rails, and it's
well,
no longer.
Larry, part of that, not you or me, but many Americans are part more of the blame than actually the rogue government agents, and I'll tell you why, because that makes me think of the quote by Frederick Douglass in 1862.
Why don't you hold on to that quote from Frederick Douglass, because he's one of my favorite people in our history. Talking with Jim Sokoviak of Freedom Fighter Radio. You can find him online at that address. And we're going to be back and talk some more about the primary problem of Islam in America.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Jim Stachowiak. He's an activist in Georgia, has Freedom Fighter Radio, and we've ended up being able to juxtapose our government's attitude toward peaceful ranchers who have the misfortune of trying to make their living on land that was retained by the federal government in violation of law as the West came into the Union, as the various states. And then on the other hand, the rather partial treatment that's being extended to Islamists. And this is not to say all Muslims, but this is to say the Quran. The Quran is tells people to be an enemy, not only of the United States, but anybody who is an infidel. And we have a real problem with our government making enemies out of people who are not enemies, and viewing as friends people who actually are declared enemies, followers, faithful, zealous followers of the Quran are a real problem. Now, you were about to get us into a discussion, at least briefly, about Frederick Douglass, who is a probably not as well-known a figure in American history as he ought to be.
Unfortunately not. It's a shame they don't teach that, especially among the Black Americans. They maybe, if more Black Americans were taught about Black Americans like Frederick Douglass, then they wouldn't. Many of them would leave the Democratic Party. Frederick Douglass said in 1862, Larry, the levels of a tyrant are prescribed by the endurance of those that they oppress. That means, Larry, we have got to have a zero-tolerance policy. We have a zero-tolerance policy in schools, on our places of work, for drugs. But we need to have a zero-tolerance policy in all 50 states against tyranny. Which leads me to, Larry, why on April 18th you asked me to bring it up. On April 18th, we're having a rally at 11 a.m. in front of the Georgia State Capitol, which and they said we couldn't use the Capitol grounds, Steve Stansel, because we are going to desecrate the what I call, Larry, the toilet paper writings from hell, the Declaration of War, known as the Quran, images of Obama, Loretta Lynch, Hitler, bloody Benghazi, Clinton, and Muhammad. Now, why are we going to do this, Larry? Well, we're doing this because they are shredding our Constitution, and it's a symbolic, peaceful act of defiance. Sons of Liberty did very similar things by burning effigies, but there won't be no burning, just shredding. And we're going to invite all the participants to speak about their grievances, be it what happened in Oregon, the Obama administration. And we are going to be armed, Larry. We are going to be armed with long arms that will be locked and loaded for Georgia state law. I've already cleared it with the Atlanta Police Department at 11 a.m. that we're going to go from the public sidewalk of the Georgia State Capitol on Monday the 18th. And we're going to go literally, Larry, literally close enough where I can throw my shoe at the front door and hit it. And we're going to speak out on a bullhorn at both locations in a very strong, politically incorrect way against the threat of Islamic immigration and refugees, the Obama administration, and how the Department of Justice is guilty of aiding and abetting the enemies.
You almost made me laugh when you talk about throwing your shoe at the door of the Georgia State Capitol. Throwing a shoe is what was done to George Bush when he was over in Iraq.
Well, what I meant by that,
and it's a sign of enormous disrespect for a faithful Muslim.
Well, Larry, I'm not going to literally throw a shoe at the door. They might arrest me for throwing something, right? But what we are going to do is we're going to throw a Quran on the ground. Participants will be asked to step on it. Now, here's the thing, Larry. People, this is why we couldn't do this at the Liberty Plaza. By the way, Steve Stansel, he's a high-ranking official in the NRA in the state of Georgia. He said the reason we were not given a permit to be on the state grounds is because a couple years ago, the Quran burning caused Americans to get killed. Well, Larry, that is a lie. That's the same lie from the same people that blamed the attack on Benghazi on a video, okay? So I just want to point that out. So George, you know, so Steve Stansel, okay? But we're going to do it anyway on a public sidewalk, Larry. And if people have a problem with us, what we're going to do to these images in a Quran, then they need to raise more heck about what's happening in our Constitution, about the beheadings, about the soldiers being attacked by Black Lives Matter, which is in alliance with these jihadi groups in America. What about the veterans, the Marines that we've seen all over the news, shot, beaten, the officers being shot in the back of the head? And granted, Larry, we both know that there's bad cops, but there's many good cops. Most are good.
Well, there weren't any cops at all involved when Muslim Islamists attacked people in a mall in Nigeria where guns are not permitted. It's a kind of a British inheritance that
right.
Hardly any civilians have guns, and they went into this mall and killed well over 100 people.
Yeah.
Probably somewhat on the same order of magnitude as what happened in Paris. Is it that we heard more about what happened in Paris because they're white and the victims in Nigeria are black?
Target-rich environments, Larry. That's why we're going to be carrying our guns, because we've seen what happened in Paris and Nigeria and the places you just cited. That's why we're carrying them, our guns. And I do want to point out, apart from the violent aspect of Islamic immigration and refugees, Larry, here's the most critical talking point that needs to be addressed among those running for office. The money we're currently spending on illegal immigrants, let alone the refugees, you could take every homeless, hungry vet off the streets of America today. Our government says they can't come up with the money to take off the street homeless, hungry vets, but yet they have the money to come up with to feed far larger numbers of refugees and illegal immigrants, you know? And you know what? The Bible says, Larry, one who doesn't take care of his own family is worse than a non-believer. But it also says to take care of the widow, the orphan, and the refugee. But our first priority is to take care of our own family, and that is the American citizens, especially the men and women that put the uniform on, Larry, because there's two heroes in my book. The one who died for my sins, Jesus Christ, and the second hero is the men and women who put a uniform on who have died for my freedom. And that's why I'm so compelled to do what I'm doing, why I'm so compelled to do this April 18th rally, Unite Against Islam, freedomfighterradio.com will take you there, Larry.
And what time is that rally going to start at the
Georgia Capitol? It's going to be at 11 a.m. And by the way, Dr. Terry Jones, the Quran-burning pastor from Florida, he's coming up. And I will be joined with other militia leaders from the state of Georgia, from a couple other towns. They're coming up as well.
So for the Islamists that might get word of this, they should realize that this is not going to be Paris. This is not going to be San Francisco, where an unarmed white woman was gunned down by an illegal immigrant. This is going to be Georgia, where folks by law and constitution have guns, will be carrying them legally. I guess all I can say is, hey, Islamists, if you want to get something on, let's see how brave you are
right down there in Atlanta. And we're going to try to stream live video on it, which will be posted on my timeline on Facebook as well, which is facebook.com/freedomfighterradio.net. Or again, as I said, freedomfighterradio.com, freedomfighterradio.net, my podcast. But Larry, here's the thing about Patriot. We don't attack, we defend. If a counter group appears across the street from us, we're not going to attack them, okay? The only violence that will take place is if we have to defend our right of free speech, because as Washington said, if free speech goes, dumb and silent will be led like the sheep to the slaughter. I, for one, Larry, will not be a sheep led to the slaughter, okay? I refuse, because there's so many men and women that have shed the blood so that we can stand up. And I believe that free speech is a pressure relief valve that keeps a society peaceful. The more restrictions that are placed on the free speech, the more violent you're going to see a nation or society become, Larry.
I think that's a good point. When people are able to exercise their First Amendment right to petition, to express themselves, and don't have to look over their shoulders at political correctness, then we can have the give and take that's kind of presumed to make this country tick. Once we get shut down by our friends who like to almost call themselves, I think, politically correct, that's just another word for dictatorship. And I'm with you, Jim. We're going to be back. We'll talk some more about how we take care of dictators in America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KITTY. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to kittyarmor.com. Come and take it.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And my guest today is Jim Stachowiak. He is with Freedom Fighter Radio, something that you can get to on the web. And perhaps of greatest interest to us right now, he's taking a stand against the cultural jihad of Islam, which, how ironic, a dictatorial system posing as a religion is allied with the left in the United States to stifle dissent. The conversation Jim and I are having today would be described as hopelessly politically incorrect. We shouldn't be saying this. And in fact, we would be told to shut up and our microphone would be pulled if that were something that could be done, because that's the way the left operates. They don't really mean freedom of speech for all. They mean freedom of speech for them and freedom of speech for us when we agree with them. Well, Jim Stachowiak's not buying that. Freedom Fighter Radio's not buying that. And he's going to be at the Georgia State Capitol at 11 a.m. April. Give me the day again.
That's the morning of April 18th, rain or shine. We're going to stand there, even if it's raining, Larry, because here's why. We are in a war, Larry. The revolution isn't coming to America. The revolution is already here. It's the only thing that will be affected. The character of the revolution, well, that will be determined by America's enemies.
Well, we've got a whole bunch of enemies we've allowed inside the gate, and I think it's going to be imperative that we talk about who that enemy is. And that enemy, in large part, are those who subscribe to the teachings of the Quran. Now, I recognize that there are many, many Muslims who don't give a never mind about what's in the Quran, even as there are many Christians that really don't give a whit about what's been written in the Bible. We're not talking about those kinds of folks. We're talking about the people that use the Quran as a justification for slitting throats, cutting off heads, burning people alive, drowning them in cages. That's what we're talking about here. They're making a move to put the same kind of pressure on us here in the United States to shut up that has effectively shut down much of the debate in Europe already. Now, happily, Europe is beginning to wake up, and God willing, they're going to wake up in time. But that's the nature of the war that we're in. We are in a war for the survival of Western civilization. And it's amazing that Islam has been around burning and destroying, raping and killing since the 800s, since Muhammad, unhappily, was ever born. But we may be the generation that finally succumbs. That would be really disgraceful as well as horrendous.
Well, with that being said, Larry, you know, when CARE, Texas Iman, I don't have his name, but one of the top Imams in Texas has said that Islam, Muslims, do not have to answer, should not have to answer to any American law, be it local, state, or federal. When the Council of Angry Islamic Ragheads, I'm sorry if I said that, or Criminals Against Infidel Rights, more commonly known as CARE, when they can say that Islam's not here to be equal to any other religion, they're here to be dominant. When 80% of the Homeland Security Advisory Council are run by Muslims, appointed on June 9th by Obama, less than a year as president, Kareem El-Shore and Arif Alakhan. When the Muslim Jurors Association, which all the Islamic paralegals and lawyers are members of, have openly stated their ultimate goal is to implement Sharia in America with the ultimate goal of imposing, yes, even the death penalty for those that insult Islam or speak bad about it. And this is an Islamic Society of North America, Larry, joining with the Brady campaign, getting millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia to disarm we the people so that the Islamic takeover of America will have a lower amount of resistance. That's what that's their goals, Larry, yeah. And that's exactly what they're doing. And this is in their own words. I'm not citing anything, Larry, that I can't prove from their own statements.
No, and the thing that excites me even more is those that were born in the United States, educated in the United States in a sort of typical fashion here in this country, if they are of the left, they have no ability, apparently, to defend themselves intellectually against Islamic supremacism, which is really what you and I are talking about. There is that group of Muslims, however many or few they may be, who think that it is their right and their duty to conquer the world, and if the world doesn't immediately throw itself down at their feet, to blow them up, cut their heads off, rape their women, boil their children in oil, and whatever other atrocities they can think of, all in the name of their phony god, Allah. So I'm very concerned that we have been acquiescent to the onslaught of militant Islam.
Well,
and I'm just delighted that somebody like you in the heart of red state America has decided.
Yeah, and you know what? My county is Columbia County. If you check it out on Google, we're one of not only a very red state, the county I reside in is probably among the top reddest counties in the entire nation, and especially the South. And Larry, you know, I didn't point out that the head of the TSA don't have his name on top, you know, in front of me, but the man that runs the TSA, he is also a Muslim, okay, as well. This Brennan, CIA director, is also a Muslim convert who's actually says every time he opens up the Quran, it reminds him of American values. I know it sounds hopeless, people, but Larry, the door is not slammed shut on America, okay? And I want to point out that Washington lost most of his battles up to, in the initial part of the first American Revolution.
He was a guerrilla fighter.
Right, and he didn't give up. We have got, as long as there's people like you, Larry, people like me, Pamela Geller, Robert Spencer, and other great people, those are some of my heroes. You're one of my heroes, too, Larry, that's speaking out nationwide. As long as there's men and women like you and Pamela Geller and Brigitte Gabriel, you know what? The door has not slammed shut. People say we don't have free speech in America. Well, there have been limitations on it, but we still have it in a limited fashion. And as long as we have it in limited fashion, Larry, you know, we got to put our foot in the doorway and push back. We got to push the door wide open because it is like almost shut. So let's push that door wide open, Larry.
Right.
And that's why we need men like you, women like Pamela Geller, Brigitte Gabriel, Robert Spencer, and a whole alliance of other great men and women out there. Listen, Larry, I'm just a grain of sand. I'm doing what God, I believe, has called me to do. I'm no better than anybody out there. But you know what, Larry? We all play a part in the fight for freedom. Like a fighter pilot cannot carry out the sortie unless there's a guy that checks the tires, the man that puts the ordnance on the aircraft, and there's the avionics, the ground radar. It takes the whole team in order to carry out the mission, Larry. No one part is more important than the other. And the Bible even talks about that as well. So we have all got to unite and fight for our Constitution. And really, let's really get out there and support somebody that is going to stand for the Constitution. Because, Larry, we're at a crossroads. And there's a tsunami that's fixing to sweep across this country. And I tremble for what may lie ahead for our nation.
I agree with you, and that's why I'm just thrilled that you've picked a rather historic date, April 18, the Battle of Lexington and Concord. And I'm sure in part you're commemorating that date
by having an opportunity to tell the
Islamists in our country, we don't want you, we're not going to let you take over.
Right.
And we are an armed America, and if you try to take over, you'll have to do so by force of arms.
Larry, one more thing, if I can say
real quick. We'll meet you at Concord Bridge.
Larry, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I wanted to get this in. I don't know how many seconds we had left or minutes. At midnight, April 18th, I'm asking people to safely discharge firearms or get an audio recording on your cell phone, play it through your speakers. At midnight, let the sound of gunfire be heard. By safely discharging firearms, even if that means, whether you can't lawfully do so, but do it safely, and an act of civil disobedience, Larry, and I'm going to tell you why. The Sons of Liberty, the Boston Tea Party, was an act of civil disobedience. They broke the law, they vandalized, but it was a justifiable act. We have to send a warning shot across the bow of the ship called Tyranny, okay, like the drug runners get from the Coast Guard. Stop the boat or we sink the boat, okay? That's what we need to do at midnight, April 18th, on the eve of the first revolution going hot. I'm not calling for destruction of property. I'm not calling for anyone to get hurt. People can place lookouts, look safely. I'm the one condoning this. This doesn't necessarily reflect that of Gun Owners of America or Larry Pratt. For anyone listening to this, I assume responsibility for what I'm saying. But we need to fire a warning shot and a peaceful act of dissent, because you know why, Larry? Dissent is patriotic.
Well, Jim Stachowiak, we salute what you're doing. Folks can find you on the web, on Facebook.
FreedomFighterRadio.com, FreedomFighterRadio.net.
Okay, Jim. Best of you.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.